Gaza.
No, I what we also need to remember is that even before October 7th, Israeli officials and politicians, as well as military commanders, were calling for a large-scale invasion of the West Bank. This has been a procedure that has been placed in effect long before October 7th. It has also, we do know that this operation was planned in tandem with the ceasefire negotiations. So we know it is pre-planned, but it's also important to recognize that the ultimate goal of Israeli colonial practice is to push Palestinians out. So it doesn't necessarily have to be an obstruction to the ceasefire, but it does act and align with Israel's overall goal.
Mariam Barghouti, we want to thank you for being with us. Palestinian writer and journalist based in Ramallah in the occupied West Bank. We'll link to your new article at Drop Site News. Israel invades Jenin days after signing Gaza ceasefire. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is produced with Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Maria Tarasena, Tammy Warren, Afterina Nadira, Sam Alkoff, Tamaria Studio, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Hani Masood, Hannah Elias. Our executive directors, Julie Crosby. Special thanks to Becca Staley, John Randolph, Paul Powell, Mike DiFilippo, Miguel Nogueira, Hugh Grant, Dennis Moynihan, David Prude, Dennis McCormick, Matt Ely, Anna Uzbek, Emily Anderson, Dante Torrieri, and Buffy St. Marie Hernandez. To sign up for our daily digest, go to democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
Hello and welcome, Adrian Brody fans and fanatics, and welcome to another episode of
Beat Dancer. My name is Aiden.
And I'm Sarah.
And do you want to explain our lovely theme of this very special episode?
Our theme today is sad. Like, right. You know, something that me and Aiden like never experienced, but
yeah, because we're just like so different. Yeah.
Although we've been experiencing that a little bit because we're apart.
You know. But that's going to be fixed soon. That is going to be remedied. Right.
Anyone who works in Vancouver, give Aiden a job. Like,
no, I'm actually serious. Like, DM the Instagram. Like, if you know any job leads for the summer in Vancouver, like, hit me up. Like, hit me up. So, yeah, I guess, do you want to start or...
Sure, I can start. I feel like this is my ballpark.
Yeah, like, this is like everything you listen to.
Yeah, although like for the past like year and a half, like I feel like I've been listening to more upbeat. It was hard because I to try and find songs because there are really sad songs. Like underscore songs are so sad, but like they're up into a beat.
Right.
So I tried to keep them all like moody so you guys can have a chill hour. So the first song I'm gonna be playing is "Where We've Been, Where We Go From Here," the Freako album from 2024. And I'm going to be playing "For Ella."
Right.
I don't know. In my mind, the song is about like someone passing or something like that. So, and it's just really sad. And it's so beautiful. Like every time I listen to it, it feels like it should be in a soundtrack. But I love that. And then next, I'm going to be playing "Child of Mine" by Laura Marling.
Ugh.
Laura Marling is just like such a beautiful folk artist. And so all of her songs are low-key sad. But this one's sad. I feel like this is like... like I think about it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like my version of that. But right. Yeah, those are my first two. So play them.
Smell of faded days. Oh. that last one?
No.
You and your dad are dancing in the kitchen. Life is slowing down, but it's still pretend. I got myself a ride, but I could break it. My back is still as strong as I can make it. Plus you're mine, so who would rush right through it? Child of mine, child of mine, child. Everything you want is in your reach right now. And anything that's not, I have to teach somehow. Everything about you is intuitive. So those who miss the point might rush right through it. 'Cause it's fine, but I don't. Child of mine. Last night in your sleep you started crying. I can't protect you there though I keep trying. Sometimes you'll go places I can't get to. You're mine. They cast their golden light across this child, child of mine, child of mine, child of mine, child of mine, child.
Folks, looking for some tunes to kick off your weekend with? Look no further. Tune in to Music Makes the Mood with DJ Caddy Fridays at 8 p.m. A mix of indie, hip-hop, neo-funk, and more, as well as music from different corners of the globe. Be sure to set your dial to 101.9 CFRC and listen in worldwide at CFRC.ca.
You just listened to For Ella by Freako and Child of Mine by Laura Marling on CFRC.
Two bangers.
Two groove.
Banger implies like you're in the club.
Two like head tilts with like a single tear.
Right. You know that emoji that's like the head nodding? That's like the vibe.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, like both those songs are gorgeous. Freako is such a crazy band name for like that song.
Freako, yeah. I mean, the whole album is like that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, they have some like, what's, there's one called like Crimson something, and that one's really like
chill.
A little heavier. Mm-hmm. No, like heavier.
Oh, heavier.
But do you see what I mean by like, I feel like the song feels like a soundtrack.
No, 100%.
Or something.
Yeah, the instrumentation and everything.
Yeah, it's like so good. Banger, like.
Banger.
Yeah.
And Laura Marling, like, legend. I listened to, she had like a, I don't even remember the name of the song, but she had a song, like a love song that came out last year that was really, really good. And I was listening to it, but I don't even remember the name of it. So I'm sorry, Laura Marling. But I should listen to more of her stuff.
Yeah, a banger. Is banger. It from Songs of Our Daughter?
I think so.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But, oh, For You. Is it called For You?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. Oh,
yeah, that one's so pretty.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, great. Well, I'm going to be playing two songs now. One of them is going to be Version of Me by Kimbra, which is... legendary song, and then I'm also gonna be playing Itsumo by Aeso. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but great song. And I had my cousins learning Japanese, and she translated it for me like a year ago when I was listening to it a lot.
Yes.
So yeah, I'll play them tunes.
Just this habit that I have. I throw my words around like fire. They catch on your good heart and your peace of mind. But next time I'll be kinder. And if I learn to take it lighter when you tell me there's something that I lack. Would that make you change your mind? Would that make it better by me sometime? 'Cause I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Every time I swear I will, you swear. And I'll be
for the person I'll be.
Ooh. Did you know that Queens Greenovations can help you save on utilities by helping improve your home's energy efficiency? Greenovations also delivers compost bins to student housing and even does light bulb exchanges. All initiatives are free for students. Learn more and sign up for home retrofits and student compost bin delivery on Instagram at Greenovation.
You just listened to Version of Me by Kimbra and Itsumo by Iaso on CFRC Radio.
A banger.
Banger. What do you think about the song, Sarah?
The Iaso song is so beautiful. I love it so much. It's like right up my alley.
No, it's so minimal, but it works.
Yeah. It reminded me, like, Miyahara is another, like, Japanese artist. And a lot of her solo music is kind of like that, like stripped back.
Strip that down for me.
Yeah.
Featuring Quavo.
It's too soon. It's too soon.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
R.I.P. R.I.P. That's actually what, that's what this episode about. It's about our like sadness for
for Liam Payne.
Yeah. And then the Kimber song, banger.
Banger.
The only thing I can't forgive her for is that god awful outfit in the album cover.
Like, right. But listen, we listen and we don't judge. We listen and we don't judge.
No. Let's be honest. We don't do that.
Right. We do judge.
Yeah, we judge and we don't listen.
Right. We are judge, jury, and executioner. Period.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to introduce your next two songs of the episode?
Yeah. Okay, so my next one is Cameron Winter. Like, oh, like I can't even. Like, that's actually what made me want to do this episode.
Right.
I literally cannot stop bumping this album, like start to finish. It's just like on loop and loop and loop and loop. My earbuds looks crazy. I feel like people need to reach out to me,
right,
or something. Like, it feels like me listening to this album over and over again on earbuds feels like when like 16-year-old boys post themselves like speeding on the highway and be like, no one hit me up. Like, that's what this
right.
feels like.
Exactly.
But I'm playing Drinking Age, and well, enough said there. We're 21, you know.
Right. Like, drinking age.
This song is so eh.
Right.
I was playing between this and Zero Dollar Man, which everyone should listen to also, but whatever. And then I'm going to be playing No Other Mind by Hildegard, Helena DeLand, and Uri from their, like,
collaboration. Yeah.
And this is one of my favorite tracks from it.
Huge. Play him.
I don't know if I... ever gonna stop? Reminding myself everything is lying. Today I met who I'm gonna be. From now on, it needs a piece of bread. Table by the door. Wallet on the ground. Bag of rubber bands. From now on, is who I'm gonna be.
Visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
You just listened to Drinking Age by Cameron Winter and No Other Mind by Hildegard, Helena DeLand, and Uri on CFRC.
Two bangers.
Banger.
That Drinking Age song, like, the instrumentation is crazy. Like,
When he, I actually cannot.
Yeah, when he said that, what, he's a piece of meat? Like, right, yeah. Like, right. That was so real. Yeah, honestly, like, really good, really. I have to listen to the whole album. I said that last week.
But, like, I actually, like, I have not felt this way about an album release. Mm-hmm. In, like, I literally, like, can't think of another album that has made me feel the things this album makes me feel. Like, I actually cannot. This and, like, Heavy Loop, like, the Joniano album.
Mm.
Like, mama. But this... Mama, like,
right. Mama, well, right. Actually, speaking of Joniano,
wait, did you like the song though?
Oh yeah, the Hildegard song bangs too. Speaking of Joniano, I'm gonna be playing Leslie Ann from his album. What is it? Portrait of a Dog. Oh. right. It's coded. And I'm also gonna be playing TTYL. With a little tongue face emoji by Rosie.
TTYL with the little tongue.
TTYL with a little tongue by Rosie. Let's play them tunes.
Play.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
You just listened to Leslie Ann by Joniano and TTYO with the little thug by Rosie.
Banger. Obviously, we know I love Joniano. Like, mm-hmm. He can do no wrong.
Queen.
We love him. Apparently, there's a song coming out soon that McGee produced of his. Ooh. So I'm very excited to hear. He like played it at the show.
And you know Nolan's going to be bumping that.
I'll be bumping that. Nolan's be bumping that and like Taylor Swift.
Right, like, right. No comment, no comment. I love Taylor Swift, guys. I love Taylor Swift. I love Taylor
Swift.
Someone
bleep it out. Someone bleep this out.
Right, right.
You know, like, yeah. And then also, this, I really like this Rosie song, actually. I hadn't heard it until you sent it to me. Like, I don't know if I've ever fully listened through Rosie's Room, or maybe just, that's what the album's called, right? Rosie's Room. Or if I just, like, didn't really catch it the first time. But it's really good. I really like it.
Yeah, it's so simple, but the effect of just having the vocal, like, go through the headphones, it's really, really nice.
I really liked it. It was really nice. The low-key, good job, King. Like, that one.
Yeah, good job, King. And if you're feeling for more Rosie, why don't you listen to his remix?
Oh my god.
Of our Churning Butter song, which I can't say the title of on air, but go to Churning Butter and look for Rosie's remix.
It's Bleep Squirt Cannon.
No, it's Bleep FM. Bleep FM.
Oh, sorry. Wrong one.
But it's fine.
Bleep FM.
Right. Sarah, do you want to introduce your last two songs of the episode? Yeah,
this is a good segue. So when you think of sad music, who do you think of? LaMelda. Yeah.
Immediately.
Hannah Sun. Literally all, like, It's Infinite, Polyurethane. I can't talk.
Right.
But Hannah Sun, one of the saddest. One of the saddest in the game.
The saddest in the game.
Yeah. Why not just do like a...
Wait, the saddest in the game and the baddest in the game. Right, right.
Yeah. LaMelda, come around Canada, why don't you? Come on. Let's get around these parts.
Kingston?
No, I actually don't come to Kingston anywhere but... Hannah Sun by LaMelda. Sad song. You know, you the best... We the best music,
right?
And then Blue by Joni Mitchell. Joni Mitchell has duality because she can make a beat, like a bumping beat, but she can also bring it down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're gonna be doing tonight.
Well, let's play them tunes
tonight at 11 a.m. 1
p.m. at 1 p.m. Let's play up.
I sent you the song from my hometown. And Chicago and Atlanta, sinking at the sight of your shadow on the sidewalk in Spain or back in upstate. Was it Jersey? Thank you.
crown and anchor me. Underneath the skin, an empty space to fill in. Well, there's so many sinking, now you gotta keep thinking you can make it through these waves. Acid, booze, and ass, needles, guns, and grass, lots of laughs. So loud.
You just listened to Hannah Sun by LaMelda and Blue by Joni Mitchell on CFRC.
Two bangers, two classics, two classics.
Yeah.
That Hannah Sun's, like, her vocals, that Hannah Sun, wait, that LaMelda song.
That right. Hannah Sun, yeah.
That LaMelda's, like, her vocals are crazy.
They're,
on
like,
it.
Saddest in the game. Like,
was it Jersey? Like, yes, yes, yes. And what did you think of that Joni song?
Why are you asking me? Like, like you're the one who played it. You know what? I thought it was great.
You know what, you're right. And I thought it was great too. I thought
this
it was
whole album, this whole album front to back, my queen. There's this one song where, it's not Blue, but it's another one where she's like talking about looking at the map of Canada, and I'm like, yeah, you know what, represent.
Right, represent. I don't know. I loved it so much that I thought that I played it. So I guess I'll play my last two songs of the episode, which one of them I wasn't sure if I would be able to play because it's like 7 minutes long, but I hope you guys don't mind. It's really good. It's Let It Go by Peter Broderick.
Let It Go by Idina Menzel.
Right. It's such a good song. It's like, I found it from this like compilation album where all of the titles were in Morse code. And I only like figured out what the title was by translating the Morse code. And I was like, oh, it's a Peter Broderick song. Great. But it's a great song. Check it out. I'm going to be playing it. And the other song I'm going to be playing is Peanut by Earl Sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Right. Let's play them tunes.
Right. Play them.
Fully embraced it, hardly facing, face the truth of where I stand on this line, curving up, bringing down what I see as a natural time. I hope I can keep up. I hope I can keep up. It's not a race now to the end of the maze, but I see these machines eating up all of our days, and I'm pulled both ways to leave it on stage. Should I try to keep up? Or will I try to keep up? The old mystic in me wants to believe we don't need all this technology.
Problem with the
time nature as if we're not a part of her. And this mindset to conquer comes to no good end, of that I'm sure. I hope we can let go. I hope we can let it go.
You just listened to Let It Go by Peter Broderick and Peanut by Earl Sweatshirt on CFRC.
A banger. I also, I have been listening to the Peter Broderick, like, Morse code album. I just never really thought about who it was.
Well, I think it's, a compilation with all the people on the record label, so.
Because I just listened to that album, mm-hmm. But
it's really good. I love it. It's like, progresses really well. I mean, I don't even know what he's talking about, but it sounds sad, so. And then.
He's, really happy, and you're just, putting him down right now.
No, literally. I'm sorry, Peter, if you're mm-hmm. listening. And Earl, if you're listening, I cried to Sam Rapp songs, so.
Do you cry to Earl Sweatshirt live performance videos?
I do. There's this.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it on air, right?
No, not here. You can talk about it.
Yeah, there's this song. I don't even remember what it's called.
Fake Fan.
I'm a fake fan. But there's this song where he talks about, he has a line about, I told someone that I'm from Depeche Mode. I'm just playing. I'm from OVO XO. 10 toes down like Frederick Flintstone. Rest presto. Now for the rest of the trick. No use trying to stop inevitable. I can't say that on air.
Mm-hmm.
But that song I cry to all the time. I can only find it on YouTube, and I'll just listen to it on loop. It's him performing it, and it's just so emotional.
Yeah. You know, I think we need to do this because I've been in my sad movie arc too. I watched The Brutalist last night.
Right.
Let's talk about that.
Right. No spoilers though, but we could talk about it.
It was really good, and I went to the theater by myself, sad. Yeah,
you saw it in 70 millimeter, right?
Yeah, I saw it in film, by myself. Mm-hmm. Everyone in that theater with their littles and, grandpa's whatever, they didn't even know I was there, alone, mm-hmm. you know? And it was but it was low-key, the most insufferable group of people. Everyone around me was talking about the letterbox, and because I'm there alone, I just had, in the intermission, I just had to ingest what all of these,
Ew.
Little indie millennials were talking about.
Wait, talking about your letterbox at the theater is crazy.
No, because it was crazy. And then the people right beside me were talking about Severance for so long, and I had to like bite my fist and just sit there and like wait for the intermission to be over.
Oh my god. Wait, and I have to.
Well, it was like from the left of me letterbox, from the right of me Severance, from the back of me like vintage single stitch clothes. Like, right. Get a break.
Right. And that's actually exactly Luke Berry's crowd. Yeah, shout out Luke Berry.
Shout out Luke Berry.
Right. We've been mentioning him every episode. I think we should just mention him once every episode and just like see.
Yeah, I think that's good. And then like we can, if it gets boring, we can start doing like his address.
Yeah. And stuff like that. Right. And then if he, but the issue is if we